is Radio 560 KPQ.
This is The Agenda from News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern affecting you are open for discussion. And now your host, Michael Knight.
Good afternoon, 12:15, time for The Agenda. Let the games begin for yet another day. And I ask you to consider this. What do they do in there? I'm talking about the Douglas County Commission. You might go all day before you find someone who actually knows in detail about the inner workings of the County Commission. Is it a full-time, 6.5 days a week, all-consuming, take-your-breath-away type of occupation? Lots of startup energy, 60-hour work weeks, commitment, dedication to detail? Can one become wealthy beyond one's dreams by laboring in the County Commission? Is it impossible to imagine a life going forward in any way forecast by scientists without guiding assistance from the County Commission and their ongoing vision of a safe and sane Douglas County? How many commissioners do we need, for instance? 20? Do we need more? And who can be a commissioner? Do we want background checks or do we just wing it with the best intentions and the high hopes for stability, followed by quiet periods of contentment? I don't know the answer to any of those questions, but we're going to find out. We're going to welcome our special guest now, candidate Norman Buck Tupling, running for you'll never guess what, Douglas County Commissioner, position number 3. Should I call you Norman or should I call you Buck?
Either one is fine, yeah.
Your mother named you Norman or your father?
Both. It was a combined effort and kind of named after my grandpa. So that's where that came
from. Was there another Buck in town or how did you earn your
nickname? No, the nickname came from my grandpa that I was named after.
Ah, great.
I cannot answer why he came up with that one, but that's what stuck.
That's the way these things stick when you're young and it doesn't matter anymore, does it?
That's right, yeah.
Well, welcome to the show, Norman Buck Tupling. You're a farmer by occupation.
That's correct.
You've never run for office before.
No.
But here you are.
Yes.
the election is November 6th and just 30-some days away. We have an extraordinary short time, really, when you think about it, for these midterm elections to take effect. And now that you've run your first campaign, what do you think about politics, Norman?
Well, it's very interesting. I've learned a lot. And one of the best things that I've found out of it all is getting to meet and talk with people.
Yeah, that's a lot of it,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. There's always the, I don't know how to word it, but the cruddy side of it, too. People try to get you to...
They dump on you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and so you kind of got to filter through that and just remember what you're doing it for and why.
It's good training when someone is on their doorstep kind of angry and blaming you for all the ills of the world. You just smile and say, now look, I'm a farmer.
Yeah.
I'm running for commissioner and I need your vote. So
yeah.
You can imagine how I need your support. You want things to change? I'm the guy. I'm an agent of change. Is that part of your campaign?
Yeah. You got to kind of keep an open mind. You're not ever going to please everybody and not everybody's always going to agree on the exact same things.
Well, that's the truth, isn't it?
That is for sure.
Now, some of the people listening said, well, you said he was a farmer. Ask him what kind of farmer. That's important around here, isn't it?
Yes.
So tell us about your background.
We raise wheat, winter wheat, up on the plateau outside of Mansfield. And so before that, I was a journeyman lineman for Douglas County PUD and had an opportunity arise. And I felt like I was young enough to let's try it. So through prayer and thought, my wife and I, we decided to go into farming full-time.
How do you feel about it now?
It's a good livelihood. It really is. It's very rewarding. It's trying at times, for sure. It's not easy, but it is rewarding.
Well, like everybody else who becomes their own man, you think that it's going to be easier that way because you're your own boss. But your boss gets pretty hard on you when you're the one calling the shots, right?
Yeah.
Up in the morning and let's go.
Yeah. It's a very self-driven. You definitely got to have that drive in you to want to get up and get going and know the tasks at hand, and you got to be willing to know how to manage things, manage your time, obviously finances and budgets and stuff like that. So it's challenging and rewarding all at the same time.
When did it occur to you that perhaps politics, as far as the commissioner is a political seat, it is a political seat, it's a representative seat, it's county governance, the people rely on you to make decisions. When did you decide that that was for you?
Well, I've been thinking about it for a few years, contemplating it, and I think the thing that hit me the most is there is a disconnect a little bit between the people and the commissioners. from what I see from my standpoint, and talking with people in the public and around the area, I just felt like there was a yearning inside me saying, do this, you know, you can help. I feel like I can bring something, positive to the table and try to help connect that, bring that connection back between the people and the leaders of the county.
Is that disconnect also seen in your mind, the disconnect between East Wenatchee as the city and your farm way up on the plateau?
Yes. It's just a different needs. You know, different things are going on day to day.
Different cats, you know.
Yes.
People are different, of course. Farmers have a completely different lifestyle, but we pass rules for everybody, for the city slicker and the man who drives the tractor.
That's correct. And that's one of the things that's very important, that when we are passing rules and setting laws, putting things in place, is it good for all? We need to make sure that it's good for all, not just one certain area.
Is there anyone in your mind on the commission right now that represents the farmer's point of view?
That's a tough one. I don't see that. From my standpoint,
it, yeah.
I don't feel it. I'm not going to say that they don't care, because that wouldn't be right, because I think they do care, but I don't see the direct connection there. Let's put it that way.
It occurs to me that if you've never been to sea, you have no idea what a sailor is all about, even though you can intellectualize it. And if you haven't been a farmer, you have no idea what that's about, even though you live right, you know, just miles away from where it's all happening.
That's correct. If you've never been out and about and actually stood in the path of what a farmer does day to day and been involved in it, it's hard to understand.
How does a farmer's needs differ from someone who lives right now on Grand Avenue in East Wenatchee?
Well, probably the difference is, our livelihood is a little different than having had a day job, I guess you could say, for lack of better terms, having worked for the PUD. Your needs are different in the sense of your livelihood. What are you doing to earn that livelihood? You know, when I was at the PUD, I was working for Douglas County PUD, representing them and the public.
Right.
And getting paid for that. And that pay came regularly. Well, as a farmer, your pay comes once a year. And you budget year in advance, and your day-to-day work affects that end result. And so what you do 6 months in advance can affect that pay at the end of that year. You know,
that's a harsh reality, isn't it?
It is.
You get paid once a year, and everything you do between that payment and the next one is a factor in what that payment's going to be.
Yeah, and because of that lifestyle, your needs are different.
Sure.
You know, the things you do day-to-day are different, so there's different things needed.
Mr. Buck, let's talk about some of the actions that the commission has taken and how they affect you and how you view them. When you see their work, and you've probably been to the commission to watch their actions, what are they doing? What are the big issues?
Well, having sat in on a few of the meetings, I haven't been to a lot of them, but I have sat in on a few. I do get the sense that they do care. You know, they do have a deep concern for the people of our county, and they are trying. I see that they're trying to meet the needs of the people to the best of their ability, it seems like. You know, one of the things I guess I could go back to, one of the reasons I'm doing this is because our area is so unique to the district, to the county as a whole. It's rural,
it's
very
big.
Rural, and it's big.
Yeah.
District 3 is huge. And I would say probably 90% of it is rural. And there's a lot of infrastructure involved in that is important to people like me that raise wheat and have to use that and rely on that infrastructure to get our commodity to market.
You mean the roads, the water, the electricity, anything you need to get your crop in business?
That's correct, yeah.
And how do you feel that the county is set up right now to support your efforts?
Well, I feel like there is a disconnect there between the people and the county. There's times that you may have an issue with a particular road or area, and you may put in or call, try to reach commissioners, You may hear from them, you may not. And that's something that I would like to help change. I would like to be that person that, if elected, people could rest assured that I am going to do everything in my power to get back to them, to go out and meet with them, to stand next to them and look at the issue that they're trying to address.
So you respond.
Yes.
Which is something that doesn't always happen because of the level of communication. A lot of people calling the commissioners asking for something.
Yeah.
Let's pick one thing. I'm going to grant you a wish, and your wish is anything you want, but you only get one, to change something right now in Douglas County that the commission can affect. What would it be?
I would say that relationship between the people of the county and the commission.
So that they go to it all the time. And do you find that people don't go to the meetings, they aren't aware of exactly what's going on, and sometimes get surprised by decisions or reports?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that there's a massive attendance to the meetings, and so therefore there's a lot of unknown things.
You probably are not going to be surprised, but the people running for the Chelan County District Commission, County Commissioners, said the same thing. In fact, one person went to several meetings and was the only person there, and that's not uncommon. So the business of the county has been conducted in public, in a commissioner's room, with nobody witnessing it.
Right. Yeah, and it is up to the people, and that's one of the things, I guess you go back to it again, why I'm running in this. So how do you make change? How do you help things in a positive manner? Well, I've always been taught, get involved. Get out, get involved. And I would encourage people, go to those meetings. They're not always going to be the most exciting, but if you're wanting to help things, try to get involved.
Also, you get an opportunity to witness how county government is conducted. It's not a mystery, but it would be probably of interest to a lot of people just to see it go by with the parliamentary procedure and calling to order and keeping the minutes and doing it correctly, properly.
Then it would give them an opportunity to learn a little bit about their commissioners.
Now, this brings up a subject of there's one thing a person can do to affect change, and that is to vote.
That's correct.
And you're asking for votes. In a situation where if we get 40% of the vote, that would be considered some sort of a victory. I don't know where in the world you can get 40% of anything and consider it a victory, but apparently in the politics locally, that's the case. Would a 40% turnout be disappointing to you?
No, it wouldn't be disappointing. I just encourage people to turn out and vote, period. You know what? I think on an average we get around 30%. And when you consider the amount of voters, that's not a very big number. So I would encourage voters, you know, if you do want to help and you want to get involved, that is one way you can do it, and you can get out and vote. And it's not a hard thing to do.
You probably talk to people who don't vote or won't vote or can't vote or shouldn't vote or have some excuse why they'll never vote again. But those people, when they realize that one vote does count, probably feel a little sheepish because these races are sometimes decided by less than 100 votes. It's not uncommon.
Right. As a matter of fact, I spoke with someone I know the other day that they just don't care to be involved. They just feel like it's, I don't know if it's a burden or worry or what it is to them. But
it's a weird position. A lot of people have taken it.
Yeah.
It's not easily defensible. It's like saying, well, we're the fire department, yeah? We're just really not into putting out fires today. We're going to put out about 30, maybe 40% of the fires, but we've given it some thought, and we're just not going to go to all these fires. It's not beneficial to us. What's in it for me?
Right.
I think I've stopped. The fire department makes up its mind. We're just going to stop putting out fires. Why should we? And it's about the same as someone saying, I'm no longer going to participate in my democracy.
Right.
Why should I?
And I would encourage them, the reason you should is simply if you're concerned and you're standing around, you go, man, I don't really like the way things are going. I don't like the path. Well, that's one thing you can do. You can look at the candidates that are running in your local races. Start there. Learn about them, and if you feel like they're doing the things that you're interested in and feel like that they can support your thoughts, vote for them. Get out and vote.
His name is Norman Buck Tupling. He's running for the commissioner of Douglas County. We'll be back to talk more with Norman right after these words on News Radio 560 KPQ.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
Get your latest Washington Agriculture Network news you can use from 5 to 6 weekday mornings on News Radio 560 KPQ.
News, and will make an outstanding Superior Court judge. My vote's for Travis Brandt, and I hope yours is too.
This message is paid for by the committee to elect Travis Brandt for judge.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
News Radio 560 KPQ time is 12:33. My very special guest is Norman Tupling, T-U-P-L-I-N-G. He's a candidate for the Douglas County Commissioner District Number 3, and he's a farmer from out up on the plateau. Let's talk about what you've learned from the men and women that you've met in your county that you'd never met before, and asking them for your vote. And that's a difficult thing to do, but I'm sure you've learned how to do it.
Yeah, it's a different thing to do. Especially when I consider myself to be pretty humble. I don't like having to ask people for things. So it was a little bit tough, but it was also, it's been good too. The people were pretty responsive. I haven't yet in my travels met anyone that's been rude or disrespectful in that manner.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty respectful people.
What do they like about the way the commission is being run right now?
Well,
it's a short list. Huh?
Yeah, I hate to be. Most of the people.
Well, I was going to ask what they don't like, but I thought, well, be positive. Start with what they do like.
Very few people. You know how it is. I think it's that way in general. Anyway, yeah, you know, but right. Very few people come right out and say, "Man, I just love the way things are going." You know, they've always got some kind of an issue that they want to bring up and talk with you about. And a lot of what I've seen, and I've told a lot of people this, is that the majority of what I see is they just don't get the sense of having that connection between them and the county. There's just for whatever reason, there's a disconnect there. They feel like the county kind of has a heavy hand on them, and it's their way or no, you know what I mean? They get that sense from it, and it's too bad. That's kind of one of the things that's why I'm running.
So are they complaining about crime? Are they complaining about streets or lights or sewers or what?
Well, no. A lot of the stuff I hear about, especially if in our area, is roads and road maintenance.
Those are expensive, aren't they?
Yes. Yes, it is an expensive thing.
They want the roads redone, repaved, better lighting?
I think they just want the roads maintained a little better. You know, it's a tough thing because you hit it on the head, it's money. And
right.
They're trying to balance with what money is available and do the best you can with what you've got. And so, in my opinion, that's where you take a step back and make sure that you're investing the money in the right areas when it comes to the roads. What areas, okay, is this road really heavily traveled? Is this a road that gets one car every 6 months? You know, so let's take a look at what roads are needing.
Also, it's not like just writing a check. Sometimes the commission and the different elements within the county have to make a deal with the state or with the federal government for funds or matching funds or total funds or write a report that will result in having funds. There's money out there to be awarded to the right project, but it's not always easy to come by.
No, and that's where it's important that as commissioners, you do the best you can to look into all available avenues. All of that, any grants or federal funding that's available, make sure and try. It's worth trying. I had a conversation with a guy about, this is on a different topic, this was for internet.
Mm-hmm.
Right now there's a lot of federal funding available for trying to get internet connection out to the rural areas. And what's it hurt to try for the money? Maybe you don't get it awarded the grant for some reason, but it was worth trying. It's worth it. It's worth putting the effort to try. Because at the worst case scenario, you won't get it, and you'll still be where you were before.
Do you have broadband service at your farm?
No.
People around you have it or have contracted for it privately? And they pay for it themselves, right?
Yeah, very few have it. It's a tough thing up in our area. But our PUD is trying, and they're trying to get the rural area connected. They're trying.
So you have the internet, but you don't have broadband.
Right. It's slow.
Yeah, that drives me crazy.
Yeah.
And plus, if you're in a hurry to get an answer for something or to connect with someone, that doesn't help.
It can be frustrating in a world in which we want things now.
Well, especially because the rest of the world has it now.
Yeah.
So all you're trying to do is connect with what's in existence for most people, but not for your neighborhood.
Right.
And how would you obtain the broadband for that area? What's the key to it?
Well, right now, the PUD is trying to do some satellite Wi-Fi, redirecting and, repeaters to bounce stuff. And I think they're working on it. They're trying hard to get everyone in the rural area connected. And because it boils down to what you said again, funding.
Funding always.
So it always comes back to the dollar. So they're trying, though. They are trying. Well, and I think in the near future we'll be seeing more of it in our area.
You probably haven't looked at the books, but is Douglas County a rich county? Is it well-financed? Does it have money in the bank? Does it have a rainy day fund? Does it have money to spend on the right thing?
Without looking at the exact figures to right now, the county is sitting okay. Yeah, and probably better than they have been in quite a while. But financially, they're not broke by any means.
When you come to town, to East Wenatchee or any town in the county where you've campaigned, do you find that their wants and needs are different from your friends and your neighbors in the farm world?
Yeah, they are.
What do they want?
The one thing that I see in the difference is you get closer down here, and it's more about the development and housing stuff. Versus rural roads,
right.
And just, but of all that, the one thing that keeps coming back to me is that connection between the county and the people.
The decision makers.
That
and
relationship.
Citizens, yeah.
Yeah. One thing I relate it to is, the time that I served at Douglas County PUD, I was fortunate to see some neat ways of how they function. And, their main concern is the people. They're absolutely.
They own it. The people own it.
That's right. And that's their concern. The PUD's main concern is the people they serve. And I think it used to be that way with Douglas County.
Well, it used to be that way with all the politicians in all the forms of U.S. government. They were serving the people.
Right.
Somewhere along the line, they clearly forgot that.
Right.
And we got the clear impression that they wanted our vote, but we were not important to their decision making.
That's correct. People end up with their own agendas and forget that they're there for everybody, for the whole county or for the whole state or whoever they're, the people. They're there for the people. That's why they're there.
I think the longer you're in politics, the easier it is to forget that. And I think that the people who are new to politics like yourself sense that it's really the first rule of operations. You're serving not yourself, not your own needs. You are a servant of the people. And that's a difficult concept for a lot of our politicians to embrace.
Yeah, that's correct. I that's why I'm doing it. If this was all about me, I would not be doing it. This is about, I want to try to bring a better service to the people. I want to try to better the situation for them.
So what does your family think about this? I mean, friends come over and they say, what's Buck been up to? Well, he's running for office, haven't you heard? Things have changed around here.
A lot of the question I get is, why in the world would you ever want to do that?
Because they sense that it's just a dead-end road, right?
Yeah, it's just I think it boils down again to that relationship. They just, why would you want to get involved in that dirtiness of something like that? And my response is, maybe 15 years ago, I'd probably say, yeah, you're right. Why that world would I? But I'm doing this to serve the people. I want to try to help the people, and I think I can bring some goodness them.
It's funny that you say 15 years ago you would have said, you're right, these are just a bunch of jackals, I'm not going to go running with them. But with some experience that you've gained just by being alive and doing a good job as a farmer, you see that the county is running as a business, but it's our job to get the right person in the seat to run the operation.
Yeah, it's important that, I guess you could, people like me step up to the plate and run and try. I mean, whether elected or you're not, it's worth getting good people to step up and step out in faith and try it and go for it.
This sounds like a ruder question, but where were you born, Norman?
I was born in Brewster, Washington.
So not far from here.
Not far.
You're a local boy, as local as they come.
Yep. My family homesteaded up there, and I, for the most part, have been there ever since.
Anybody in your family ever run for office like this?
Not for commissioner that I'm aware of. My grandpa, he was the mayor of Mansfield for few years.
So genetics after all, Norman. I see. There is some genetics in there.
Yeah.
Did you know him?
Yeah. Very cool.
What did he say about his job? What did he think about being mayor?
He enjoyed it. Yeah, he liked it. I think watching him growing up, he always had a deep connection, it seemed like, to politics anyway. It's something that you could tell mattered to him.
And did he enjoy making a deal and getting things done?
Yes. Yep.
That's part of it, isn't it? You have to represent the people. You have to do your work. But then every once in a while, there's only so many commissioners, and how they vote depends on maybe the discussion that they have beforehand. Help me with this. I need this. I need your help on this. I need your support on this, on the project.
Yeah. There's three of you, and there's, I've told many people this, there's three for a reason.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like goes back to my work as a journeyman lineman. You worked as a crew. And the reason you didn't have one lineman out there is because not always one lineman sees everything, every aspect of the job. And so you need to work as a team so that if you don't see something, the other guy steps in and says, hey, Norman, did you see it from this angle? Oh, no, maybe I didn't. Thank you for bringing that aspect to it. And so if elected, that's one of the things I'd like to do is work together with the three of them. I can bring that knowledge of my district, the knowledge of my area, the knowledge of having worked from one end of the county to the other, and bring that to the table and work together to resolve things.
Do you think that Douglas County is poised to do a lot of growing right now? I know the sewers aren't in, the streets aren't in, the water's not in, but that never stopped the developer from putting in a bunch of houses, did it?
No. Yeah, it's definitely situated for growth, especially down this way. I mean, up in our area, it's just so much agriculture and so much farming. I don't foresee, as far as housing development, doing a whole lot of that. But definitely down here in the valley, there's a lot of growth.
What about the kind of growth that happened in Quincy, where they brought in the big farms for the cloud? Your views on that?
So my thoughts on that is it uses a lot of electricity.
It does.
To my knowledge, does not employ a whole lot of people.
It doesn't.
So from my standpoint, I'm not a big fan of that. And the main reason is because the working person like me in the end is going to pay the price for something like that. Because eventually, if you keep letting stuff like that come into your county, we only can produce so much power. Once the excess power goes away, the rates are going to start going up.
Once you stop selling it on the market,
that's
you mean.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. And so once the surplus is gone and used up, now the working man's going to start flipping the bill. It's going to go up.
The one thing those farms did provide in Quincy and around is tax dollars. That changed a lot. They have now money to spend on their streets.
Yeah. It's kind of one of those funny double-edged swords. You know, there's good and bad with everything, and it is nice to have more tax dollars in the tax base. But at the same time, you got to think about the people that are working and living in that county.
That's the voice of Norman Tupling. He's running for Douglas County Commissioner, District Number 3. We'll be back right after this on News Radio 560 KPQ.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.
A message from the Department of Health and Human Services.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
12:51 at News Radio 560 KPQ. The show is called The Agenda. I'm Michael Knight. My very special guest is Norman Buck Tupling. He's a candidate for the Douglas County Commissioner position number 3, district number 3. People come to Douglas County to get the cheap power, to get a start, to open a business, to do something in entrepreneurial fashion. Is Douglas County welcoming to them?
Yes, I believe it is. Yeah, we have that's one thing that, you know, with our power rates being low, and I think our county, for the most part, they try to do the best they can for the people, and so I think they are trying. And one thing I personally would like to bring to the table is, you know, and I keep going back to my work as a lineman, but you know, as a lineman, you think ahead. All the time, you're always thinking a step ahead, future. I'd like to really work together with the other commissioners, if elected, to try to do everything in our power that we can to always be moving toward the future, making sure that we're ready for that growth so that when people do want to come, it's ready. It's laid out. It's already set in place.
When you look at the game of politics, how many votes does it take to get the seat of the commissioner? 5,000, 7,000, 10,000?
Looking at the history, it's looking like, in our county anyway, it's looking like it's around 4,000 or 5,000 votes.
Wow, that's not many, is it?
No, it's not. It's just not. Not when you compare it to the amount of people.
So, if you're going to vote, and if you're not, I shall be very cross with you. We won't be friends anymore if you don't vote. Keep in mind that Norman Tupling is running for the Douglas County Commissioner's District Seat number 3. And there are no farmers on this commission as we speak, right?
Not directly.
Not
that
active
I'm,
farmers?
Not that I'm aware of, anyway, unless there's something that I don't know about the existing.
Well, if that's the case, we excuse you for not knowing.
Yeah. There might be something I don't know, yeah.
Well, if I were trying to balance any city or county government, I think one farmer is not too many. Two lawyers, maybe we have a problem. But two lawyers and one farmer, I think the farmer's got them outnumbered. So
yeah.
At any rate, only because the farmer has seen it all, and you're pretty stoic. When things go great, you don't get too happy. When things go bad, you say, damn it, let's fix it tomorrow. Because what choice do you have?
That's right. You just got to keep marching forward. Tomorrow's another day. We'll keep going.
We're out of time, Norman Tupling. This is the time of the interview when you ask the people that are listening for your vote.
So first of all, I'd like to thank all those that have supported me to date. And to those that are wondering what to do when it comes time for election, I would just say to you that to take a look at the candidates that are there. If you want something new, something fresh, some new thoughts to come in to our county commissioners, I would just ask you to consider me and to think about voting for me. Thank you.
The steady hand of Norman Buck Tupling. Nice to meet you, Norman. Really nice to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Time is 12:54. This is News Radio 560 KPQ.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ.